I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report. MUN squadrons join forces in Camp Darby, and goodbye my PERS, hello my FSS. The 31st and 731st Munition Squadrons integrate operations at Camp Darby to get hands-on experience for building munitions and learning logistics resupply. Training opportunities that involve both squadrons allows each team to leverage different skill sets.
By providing a combined training opportunity, it enforces agile combat employment by ensuring teams can better distribute and disperse munition assets if needed. Chief Master Sergeant Bobby George, 31st Munition Squadron Senior Enlisted Leader, has more.
We recently had the FSRE, Full Spectrum Readiness Exercise. We brought a couple of their folks up here to participate in that. They also have a combat munitions training that they do. It's about a week long, and then we have one up here, so we swap folks to do those as well. And I think what that does is it prevents them from getting bored, atrophying those munitions production mindset or techniques that they just don't have the opportunity to do down there, so we work hard in there.
MUNS is responsible for sorting, inspecting, maintaining, and accounting for munition stockpiles that support both the U.S. and NATO taskings. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Goodbye, my PERS. Hello, my FSS. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. The My PERS website will no longer be accessible to customers starting April 30th. Airmen and Guardians who need to access any documents or records in My PERS should retrieve them before the 30th. HR technicians will continue to process and close open cases in My PERS through May 12th. Cases in My PERS will begin transitioning to My FSS between May 12th and 24th. During the migration period, My Vector and the Talent Management Data Environment will also be unavailable until the migration is complete. Air Force personnel says it's imperative for all airmen and guardians to establish a My FSS account. The AFPC homepage has detailed information on logging in and a navigation guide for the new My FSS site. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano.